What does it mean to give God your pieces? Whether we admit it or not, our lives can become very fragmented. When life seems to be pulling us in all directions, that is a fragmented life. I'll bet you there's not anyone that's sitting here today doesn't have and want a sense of wholeness where everything seems just come together. But you know, until God is given the pieces of our life, He does not rule, and we will not experience that wholeness. Question: can you be a good person, follow all God's commandments to the best of your ability, and still be clueless in understanding how amazing His grace? The Old Testament lesson today gives us the answer. We don't know a lot about Jonah except that God must have considered him capable of delivering his message to the Ninevites. Nineveh was one of the greatest cities of Assyria. Nineveh was also Israel's longtime enemy. They were wicked. They were ruthless to them. But the book of Jonah is not about Nineveh or the wicked people. The key players is God, who is almighty and filled with grace, and He wraps His justice in love and mercy. And the other key player, Jonah, a prophet, a convincing spokesman, chosen to speak for God to warn the Ninevites. Jonah had one great flaw. He had a self-righteous attitude. As far as Jonah was concerned, the people of Nineveh deserved God's punishment. Jonah knew God, and he knew that if the people repented, God is gracious, He'll forgive them, and Jonah didn't want any part of that. It's okay for God to be gracious and merciful to Israel. After all, that's God's chosen people. Jonah was willing to accept God's blessings, but on his terms. The human heart really hasn't changed too much, has it? Going to Nineveh was going to be a big stretch for Jonah. God knew Jonah, and He knew Jonah's strengths and weaknesses. And in spite of his weaknesses, God still called him to his important task. God still calls and operates the same way today. God does not look at us and say, what's the use? I've given them countless opportunities to share my word, but each time they go in the opposite direction. I get all sorts of excuses. I get all sorts of excuses. Like Jonah, God knows our potential. He continues to give us opportunities. And Jonah, he runs in the opposite direction of Nineveh, and he ends up in the belly of a whale. God loved Jonah, and He loved him too much to let him go on with his self-righteous state. So He has the fish spit him out, and where does he land? Nineveh. God goes to Nineveh, or rather Jonah goes to Nineveh, and proclaims God's message of destruction. And just as he feared, the people repent, and God spared them. Jonah, still in a self-righteous state, sits down in the heat of the sun, and he is angry. Oh, Lord, please take my life from me. It's better that I die. God knew what Jonah was up to. He was trying to call God's bluff. He wanted to see what God would do. And God decided to teach him one last lesson. So He causes this bush to grow and shade him from the sun. And you can probably just imagine Jonah's face, a big grin from ear to ear. Oh, yes, God does love me more than those wicked Ninevites. But no sooner that thought goes through his head, God sends this worm to attack the bush, and it withers. And then God sends the hot wind, and it beats on Jonah, and he grows faint, and he calls out for God to kill him. God asks, is it right for you to be angry? Angry about this bush? He felt he had been dealt a bad deal. Why was this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? Have those questions ever popped into your head? Yes, angry enough to die, responds Jonah. Angry at God? How could he say such a thing? Didn't he know that with one word God could strike him down? But anger is like that, isn't it? We call it blind anger because the angry person has stopped looking outward and only can look within themselves. But God, who is gracious and merciful and slow to anger, says this to Jonah. And I love this response because, you know, there are days that I whine. And I'll bet you God is saying, get off of it, Dawn. Is that really what's important? Check it out. But I love this. You are concerned about the bush, for which you did not labor and you did not grow. It came into a night and left in a night. And should I not be concerned about Nineveh, the great city, where there is more than 120,000 who do not know their right from their left? We can get so self-focused that we find ourselves in that pity party. And who are we to complain? The book of Jonah is the only book that ends with a question. And the question is left for us. Should God have spared that ruthless nation, the Ninevites, because they repented? Where should God draw the line? Where should his mercy stop? Should God forgive the abuser, the thief, the murderer, the liar, the cheat, the drunk driver? Should God forgive you? Should he forgive me? Theologians have debated who wrote the book of Jonah. Some really believe they did. Jonah did write the book. I'd like to believe that it was Jonah, that God finally got through to him. And he wrote the book for one reason and one reason only. Show us how amazing God's grace is. And looking at our own life, we can say, thankfully, our God is gracious. Amen.